Let's welcome Christina Lee, and Nikisha is her mom. Christina, how are you?
I'm good.
I got to tell you, that is a, is that, no, is it a backpack or a purse? What is that?
It's a backpack.
Okay, and it's got the TikTok logo on it.
Yep. It's all sparkly.
Okay, now, I asked you this, but we're not making a TikTok video of this, are we?
No.
No. Maybe we should have.
Maybe that would have been. Maybe that's the way to go.
Awesome. Yeah. Actually, maybe we'll get some video and try to put some music to it. All right. Okay. So, Mom.
Hi.
This is a very special young lady.
She's a rock star.
She is a rock star.
Definitely a rock star. And I'm just not saying that because
this is your daughter.
Her mom, yeah. But she really is.
She
just
really
the
is.
Strides and the different things that, you know, she's gone through and that she's overcome is,
well, that's what we
want to
tell everybody. What has she gone through
in her 16 years?
Yes. So in 16 years early on, we found out about sickle cell disease. She was diagnosed with sickle cell anemia, SS, which is one of the more serious forms out of all of the different types of sickle cell. You know, first 3 years were okay. And then she had her first stroke at the age of 3. So you can just imagine, you know, as a parent, frightened because you're not knowing what's going to happen, you know, the different steps that you have to take. So we had to make some pretty tough decisions because we were also found out she had Moya disease, you know, as well as the sickle cell.
Okay, now what does that involve?
Moya disease is a disease that affects the arteries with getting enough oxygen to the brain.
I see.
And that's what was happening with her. That's why she had a stroke. Mm. So, you know, we talked about and discussed with the doctors, you know, having a surgery that will open up those arteries more so that, you know, she has more oxygen to the brain. It took us about a year, you know, to decide that because it was a risky surgery. You know, it's something that we weren't expecting or even preparing for.
Sure.
So at the age of 5, she had that surgery. And, you know, a little over 6-hour surgery, you know, she got out of surgery. Things seemed to be okay. You know, she was getting timelines mixed up a little bit. And one of the nurses, and, you know, I'm always so thankful for her because she was able to see that something wasn't quite right. And Christina was bleeding in her brain during the time that she was talking with me. And they had to take her back in for surgery because she was swelling in her brain as well.
How much of all this stuff do you remember going through?
Kind of like a little bit, but like. When, like, she tells my story, I always tear up because it's really hard for me, like, to believe in stuff like that.
To believe that you had to go through all that.
Yeah.
And what, do you still have issues that you have to deal with?
Not really, but sometimes... I would like not say like not really at all.
Okay, well I think you're a very brave, mm-hmm. very strong young woman. So I would believe that even if you were, you'd probably try to
be
brave
bit.
And just continue and to fight through it.
Yeah.
But I think, Mom, you know because you witness it every day the things that she's got to deal with.
Yes. Yes, you know, I'm thankful for Children's Hospital just with, you know, the things that they've done, you know, for her. You know, she went through the brain surgery. She's had heart surgery, you know, with pulmonary arterial hypertension. You know, that was another huge kind of thing for our family to deal with in regards to sickle cell. And it just goes to show that, you know, sickle cell affects every part of your body.
Right.
It really does.
Now, when you think of Children's Hospital, what do you think of, Christina? And you better say some of those people that are here cheering you on because they're here. They were banging on the glass.
They were very excited to see you.
They were very excited.
it's a place that you feel like happy, and the doctors, they believe in you. They would always say to me, just keep fighting, just keep fighting.
And that's what you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
And you were right.
And how about you, Nikisha? What does it mean to you?
It means compassion. You know, they give you support, you know, a huge support system from, you know, the doctors, the nurses, child life specialists. You know, they all have one common goal, and that is to see you walk out of here victorious. And another thing, just the amount of love that they show you, you know, while you're here, you know, in their care.
You know what? Nobody's ever put it that way.
Yeah.
And that is like the best way I've ever heard it put, the amount of love that they show you, because that's exactly what it is.
Definitely.
Seriously.
We do talk a lot about how they become family here. And that's just it. That's the love.
It's the love of a family. Mm-hmm. That's really what you get. You know, you really do. Thank you so much for sharing your story. It was really nice to meet you. I should also mention you've got an MTV shirt on. So between MTV and the TikTok, I don't know.
You are a rock star.
You are definitely a rock star.
Definition of.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Let's give it up for Nikisha and Christina. They did a great job for us. And if you would like to make a difference in the lives of people like this, you've got to call.